The two former presidents made their announcement here in New Orleans at Kingsley House, a community outreach program that was one of the grant recipients. Altogether, the Bush-Clinton-Katrina Fund gave $9.7 million to local governments and non-governmental organizations in the three states hit by Katrina, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Former President Bush said the fund he and former President Clinton head was made possible by donations from millions of ordinary citizens.
We've been deeply touched by the generosity of the American people, who once again proved they know how to be good neighbors. And they opened their hearts and their wallets and have given generously to so many funds, including ours. We anticipate by the time the last dime is counted, the Bush-Clinton-Katrina Fund will have raised nearly $130 million.
Former President Clinton said the grants cover a wide range of programs and projects in the Katrina-ravaged areas.
The grants we announced today amount to almost $10 million. They go to all three states affected to build new homes, provide mental health and health care services, rebuild water, sewer, and gas lines, build shoreline improvement projects, provide community and child development services, financial counseling, and economic recovery.
The Bush-Clinton Fund awarded a $2 million grant to the city of Waveland, Mississippi, to bridge the gap between what federal funds provide and what the local community must pay to restore infrastructure. Waveland City Clerk Lisa Planchard told VOA the restoration of water, sewage, and electricity will allow many displaced people to return.
They're hindered right now because we don't have the infrastructure to accommodate the people that want to come back. They want to come home. They just can't.
Another grant went to the community of Bayou La Batrie, Alabama, where 23 shrimp boats, mostly owned by Vietnamese immigrants, were blown ashore. Shrimper Tin Nguyen says the money will help him regain his livelihood.
The fund will provide us the necessary fund to put a vessel down to get us to start working again.
That's welcome news to Bayou La Batrie's mayor, Stan Wright, who tells VOA the fish and shrimp boat operators, about half of whom are Asian Americans, contribute greatly to the local economy.
All these people's going back to work. And this is going to happen within 45 days. We're very grateful for the Bush-Clinton-Katrina Fund for providing us $1.6 million to the city of Bayou La Batrie to remove these boats back in the water and get them back working.
The two former presidents are in New Orleans for another event as well, as the keynote speakers at the Saturday commencement ceremony at Tulane University. Greg Flakus, VOA News, New Orleans.